Joining me today in the studio from the Lexington Philharmonic are Allison Kaiser, Executive Director, and Sarah Thrall, General Manager. Allison, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, you've just said goodbye to conductor Scott Terrell after 10 years together, and now we're looking forward to the 2019-2020 season. Allison, what are your plans for finding a music director and conductor to fill that role?
Well, the process actually started earlier in this season, and the board of directors went about the process of developing a search committee. And the search committee is comprised of board members, musicians from our orchestra, and individuals from the community. And so they started by putting the word out internationally that we were undertaking a search process for a music director and conductor, and we received approximately 220 applications initially. And then the search committee went through a layer-by-layer process of narrowing that down to the final six candidates that we are presenting next year as the finalists during the 1920 season. And that took a good 6 months. Yeah.
And how many applicants did you have total?
About 220.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was a lot to go through.
So the decision-making process over these six conductor finalists, tell us a little bit about that. Like, how are you going to decide?
These six finalists will each come for a week next season, for the 1920 season, and they will each be conducting a concert that everyone can attend. So they'll be here for actually a little bit over a week. They'll be rehearsing with the orchestra. They'll be meeting with community members. There will be open kind of conversations and forums and meet and greets. They'll be going to our Title I partner schools. So they'll be talking and interacting with kids and up-and-coming musicians in our community as well. And then it will all culminate in a performance.
What were the characteristics that you were looking for to narrow that down from 200 to 6?
Of course, artistic excellence, experience in conducting, range and depth of the work that they've done with other orchestras. And then also we were looking for individuals who have demonstrated a strong commitment to working in their community and working collaboratively throughout the community with primarily our other arts organizations, but also other initiatives such as educational initiatives.
Is that a direction that you're heading into with the upcoming season and the future of the Philharmonic?
Well, it's something that's always been part of what we do, mm-hmm. and it's certainly artistically been a part of what Scott Terrell has helped us to accomplish to this point. But we're going to be looking at ways of demonstrating and doing that in some different manners. Education has always been a huge part of our platform, and we're looking to continue that journey and go even deeper with it.
So these six conductor finalists, we've always had men conductors. What does this look like now? Are they all men?
We're actually really proud to say that out of the six, we have three women and three men. So that's really exciting for us. And that is kind of just how it came down. That was not intentional in any way. These six kind of rose to the top. And yeah, we're really happy to present them.
So when you make the decision, who all will be able to participate in deciding and giving their opinions and their feedback?
I think we view this as obviously a big change for our organization and going forward, but I think it's also a really big change for the Lexington community and greater Central Kentucky community that the Lexington Philharmonic serves. So we want this decision to not be one of just our organization, but we want to hear from everyone about, you know, that's part of the great thing about having these public performances that people can attend and basically see an audition. It's kind of rare that the public gets to witness like an audition process. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. We think it's exciting. We want to hear from everyone. So there'll be surveys after every concert, opportunities for the audience to ask questions. And obviously each conductor will be doing a pre-concert talk, and they will also be hopefully doing, you know, meet and greet after the concert. So, you know, we're hoping to make this a very transparent interaction between all these six candidates so that our community has a chance to ask the questions that they want and get they want out of it.
And in addition to what Sarah is saying, we want to make sure that there are opportunities built in for people who aren't necessarily in the audience, but who are individuals or represent organizations that are important stakeholders to the Philharmonic to be able to engage with each of the finalists as they spend their week with us. So it's not going to be an overstatement at all to say that these finalists are going to have very little time to rest while they're here, because not only do we want to make sure that the people that are important to the Philharmonic and to the community in general, make sure that the community itself has a chance to engage, but we want to make sure that we're showing each of these candidates what's so special about Lexington, Central Kentucky, and Eastern Kentucky, and this whole place that we call home. It's a magical place to live. It's a magical place to be. It's a magical place to work. And so in addition to allowing the community to try and ask all of its questions or as many of its questions of each of the finalists, we want to make sure we have the opportunity to show the finalists what's special and what's unique about living and working here as a creative entity.
So, Sarah, how do you choose programs and guest artists? That has to be a big task to undertake.
Yeah, so when we started thinking about programming next season, we worked very closely with the musicians on the search committee from the orchestra to talk about how we were going to structure it. Some of the things that we thought about when we were structuring it were, how do we make each concert relatively equal for all the candidates so they kind of have an even playing field, but also make it just as exciting and excellent, and also featuring a very diverse range of composers and artists to incorporate in our season. So a couple highlights. We are opening our season with a piece by a woman named Julia Amanda Perry, who is actually from Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
She grew up in the historic East End and went on to have an amazing career as a composer. So we're really excited to be bringing that piece specifically back to her hometown. And also this season, the structure is a short piece and then a concerto with a world-renowned soloist. We end with a major symphonic work from the orchestral canon. We are really proud to say that every season series concert this year opens with a piece by a phenomenal women composer. So we are very happy about that.
And that structure is set up so that it evens the playing field for all the conductor finalists, right?
Yeah, that was kind of our visioning. Another featured artist for next year is the principal horn of the New York Philharmonic, Richard Dean, who is also from Lexington. When I spoke to him, he said he was thrilled. He grew up coming to Lexville concerts, and he played in Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra growing up. Can't wait to come back to his hometown and solo, so we're really excited for that one. That one's in November.
You have so much change coming up and an exciting year. Do you have any similar traditions? Are you holding on to any of the same things we've seen in the past?
Oh, yes. And yes, and we think that that's also very important. So the season is structured as our seasons have been in the recent past. So we have six season series concerts. Those will take place at the Singletary Center for the Arts. So that's our season series and our subscriber series. We also will have the Cathedral Christmas at the Cathedral of Christ the King, which has become just one of the most moving holiday traditions for our community. And we will also have our New Year's Eve concert at the Lexington Opera House. So both of those are, all of those, and both of those are still part of our programming for next year. So externally to our patrons and to our audience members and to the community, the structure of how we present isn't changing. It's just all the ways that we've put it together, which Sarah makes it sound so easy, but it is literally pulling together thousands of details to finally get to the place where we can publish this to the community. It was a great experience this year watching Sarah work with the musicians on the search committee to make all that happen.
So for our listeners who want to watch the upcoming season unfold, how do they get in touch with you? How do they attend the
programs? Oh, yes. They can go online to www.lexphil.org. They can call our office at 859-233-4226. They can follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, and they can just come to our offices that are located at 161 North Mill Street in downtown Lexington. So many ways to get in touch with us, and we hope that everybody does, because we want as many people participating in this as possible.
We won't know the result until next summer about our new new music director and conductor. So this will be an exciting year, nervous, tension, but also too transformative.
Very much so.
How so is this process and all of the changes that are coming, how's that going to shape the Philharmonic for the future?
Yeah. The Philharmonic is oftentimes when people think of these major organizations or institutions, especially ones that have a tremendous amount of structure required to support them, they think of them sort of as static entities, that what they did is what they do. But in the orchestral realm, in the orchestral world, over these probably last 15 years, the entire industry is going through transformation because the world around, everything about the world has changed so much over these last 15 years, particularly the way people consume music. We absolutely believe that live orchestral music is in itself a transformative experience for the individual that gets to be in that space where they are collectively enjoying and experiencing a live orchestral concert together, communally. So we absolutely believe in the value and the power of those live orchestral experiences. So looking at what in the trajectory of, you know, the 58 years of the Philharmonic, what does next year as our conductor search year mean to our own trajectory? And really, for the last 10 years, we have been not always visibly to the outside world, but we have been in a process of evolving in some pretty significant ways. And we've had certain goals and objectives that have been always top of mind with us. And none are more important to us than our four core values. And our four core values are artistic excellence, innovation, collaboration, and accessibility. We've tried to use those four core values as the lens through which we make all of our decisions. And when you're a small orchestral organization like we are, we're constantly, every day, every minute, we're making decisions about where to put our limited resources. So what we want to make sure that we're doing as we move through next year's finalist audition year to select the next music director and conductor, we want to make sure that we're using next year as an opportunity to set into place or set into motion some things that are very important to how we will progress forward over the next 4 to 8 years. So while we've got everything started, everything is in a state of becoming. So artistic excellence is certainly one of the values that we have hit strongly on over, especially over the last 5 years under Scott's direction. And going forward, we want to make sure that we're paying equal attention to those components of the organization that are very important to our community, not always as visible to as broad of an audience, but those areas of community engagement and education. And so we want to make sure that we're putting into motion and putting into place during the audition year some new types of programming and initiatives that are going to be important to have in place once we have our new music director here and to roll forward into the community.
Very exciting.
Very.
Allison Kaiser, Executive Director of the Lexington Philharmonic, and Sarah Thrall, General Manager of the Lex Phil. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.